Australia regards whale hunting as an unnecessary slaughter and is taking legal action in the International Court of Justice to try to stop it. Canberra's initial submissions to the court were made about 18 months ago, and senior officials have cautioned that the case will move slowly. But beyond court action, there appears little Australia can do to force the Japanese to abandon whaling. While legal action is proceeding gradually, some analysts believe that the best chance that opponents of the annual hunt have is to win the hearts of the Japanese public. Australia has close economic and diplomatic ties with Japan and won't risk damaging that relationship with an all-out diplomatic conflict about whaling. However, Australian Agriculture Minister Tony Burke is urging Tokyo not to send its hunters to the Antarctic.
We say to Japan, they do not need to do this. There is no justification for continued whaling. They should not be sending their fleet to the Southern Ocean. Australia unequivocally condemns commercial whaling. We don't accept that this is scientific. It should not go ahead.
New Zealand Foreign Minister Murray McCulley says Japan is isolating itself from the rest of the world with its decision to resume whaling. Although whale consumption has been declining in Japan for years, the country's pro-whaling lobby still retains significant political influence through nationalistic and historic arguments supporting the annual hunt. Meanwhile, conservationists are preparing for another round of potentially violent confrontation with the whalers. The anti-whaling Sea Shepherd organisation says its volunteers are prepared to risk their lives protecting whales in the Southern Ocean. The group successfully forced the whaling fleet to curtail its activities last year. This time around, the Japanese say their vessels will have better protection. Sea Shepherd leader Paul Wilson expects the battles in the Southern Ocean to intensify.
We're going to go down there and we're going to find them. We're going to block their slipway and we'll see what they're going to do. We'll certainly resist. Our tactics are always the same, which is that we're not going to hurt anybody, but we're certainly going to take the risks that are necessary to block them. That's the key to the whole thing, blocking their operation. If they can't load whales, they can't kill them.
Commercial whaling has been outlawed for 25 years, but Japan is allowed to catch about 1,000 whales each year in what Tokyo insists is a scientific research program. Critics say it's commercial whaling in all but name. The Japanese fleet sails to the Southern Ocean in the autumn each year, returning the following spring. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.